and Zoo Shop.
Wow. It sure does pay to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus. Go online to www.citr.ca.
Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you.
Hello! You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and this is Sandy, and we are at the 2 full time. Are you using mic 3? Or 2?
Mic 3.
You're kind of in between. Okay.
Mic 3.
Mic 3. There we go. We have a beautiful lady with us today, and I haven't seen her for a year?
Yeah, 1 year.
1 full year. Last time I saw her was 2013.
Yeah, I know.
Maggie!
Yay.
Hi! Hi, I'm back. I'm Maggie.
Yeah, and then thank you so much for coming. I know that you have your midterm tomorrow. Best of luck!
Thank
Which
you.
Course is it?
404, Comsci. Yeah.
No, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. Yeah, I can. Can you hear yourself?
Yes.
Okay. No, I cannot hear you. 所以呢，大家好，你们正在收听的是 FM101.9。那我是 Sandy， 现在又是 2-4 的时间。然后今天呢，我的好朋友又来拜访我们了。然后呢，他今天会跟我们分享很多有关中国功夫的故事，因为他是一个非常敏捷，然后手长脚长、模特儿身材的人。所以我们就要好好的严刑拷问一番，看看怎么样可以把身材练得跟他一样。
Oh God.
So today we're gonna spend some time chatting with Maggie about Chinese Kung Fu. Mm-hmm. And she has been practicing for over 6 years now, right?
Yeah, 7 years.
Right 7 years. And she's already teaching the younger kids.
Yeah, younger kids in the club or any new members, actually.
So how did you start? Like, why did you all of a sudden know about Chinese Kung Fu and wanted to learn?
Well, when I moved here in grade 9, my mom saw the kids that are doing Kung Fu at a mall or something. And then she's like, oh, they look so cute. They look so nice. So, like, she suggested my brother and I to go try it out. So we went and then we love it instantly.
Really?
Yeah.
So you and your brother are both still in the club,
yeah,
right?
We're both in the club.
So which club is it? I know it's somewhere in Richmond.
Yeah, it's a club in Richmond. It's
Do you mind sharing with people who might be interested? Or
sure.
You want to keep it secret so that you can continue your club?
It's actually near Lansdowne Mall, and it's called CLF Kung Fu Club.
CLF,
yeah,
Kung Fu Club.
So that stands for Choi Li Fat, which is the Cai Li Fo. The style that we're doing right now.
Cai Li Fo.
Yeah.
Which Cai, which Li, which Fo? Oh, yeah. It would be hard. Cai 就是青菜的菜。
No, probably not. It's like a person's last name. Yeah.
I was kidding with you. Okay. So he created this version of Kung Fu.
The story is actually three of the people. It's like Cai, someone named Cai, and then the other one named Li, and the third one is like a Buddha. That's why it's a Fo.
The third one is a Buddha.
Yeah, that's why it's called Cai Li Fo.
So it's kind of like an unreal story going on, or the last person is actually has a last name Fo.
Oh, no, it's just a Buddha.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's a magic story now, kind of.
I guess so.
So they three met up and then created this Kung Fu.
Well, I think initially they created this method or these techniques to protect their home country. That's what it's mainly for. So that's what the Chinese Kung Fu background is for. It's for mm-hmm. protecting your family, protect like other guys. They yeah. learn the same style
for defense
in
right?
that village. And then they learn it to protect their family, their kids, their young ones, their loved ones.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's like a main idea of it.
Of
in the ancient
any
time.
Kung Fu in general,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, in the ancient time. That's okay. why they thought of it.
But did you compare Cai Li Fo with any other Chinese Kung Fu and see any of the observe any of the differences?
Well, I actually don't know a lot about other styles, but yeah. I know there's the other one called Yongchun.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
That one is more like close technique wise. So like close, like when people are close to you, you have fast arm, rapid arm movements.
Oh, and then yours is more...
Mine is like more general.
Like 100 meters apart, like do an invisible kick. Yeah.
Well, mine is both close range and long range. And we also
yours covers a little more.
Yes. And we also do weapons.
Weapons?
Yes.
Like guns and machine guns?
No, no, no. Like those Chinese like knives or swords or...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And a 双节棍.
Yeah.
How do you call that in English?
I don't know. We just call it in Chinese.
How do you call it in Cantonese?
Which one?
双节棍.
Oh, there's 三节棍.
三? Really?
三节棍也有.
And then it's... So, 双节棍 is actually 三节棍 in Cantonese.
No, no, no. 双节棍, there's two...
Yeah, two ends that's hard and then connected by a...
Yeah, connected by a chain.
Yeah, a chain.
Yeah, and then there's also a... The one with three sections, which is called 三节棍.
Yeah. I think I've seen it in movies. So you practice...
They're called nunchuck. No, I don't practice that.
So you haven't practiced with equipments yet?
Well, I did a knife and sword.
Oh my god. Is it real knife? And
well, it's not real one, but they could actually hurt you. Yeah, so like if you slice it, your blood will come out.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you get hurt before?
No, not yet.
No, that's just not say not yet. You'll never get hurt.
Nothing serious. Yeah. But like one of my leaders got sliced. Like when he was practicing, he accidentally sliced himself. So he has like a large cut on his leg now.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so it is really dangerous. Don't think it's not.
Oh yeah. 所以呢, Maggie 要解释一下你们就是为什么有中国功夫。 他指着我 他太久没有讲国语不想讲是不是
好久没有讲忘记了
忘记 你国语讲得很好 好啦反正呢他刚刚就是说 中国功夫的由来其实最初都是为了要保护捍卫自己的国家然后保护自己的家人然后所以那个一个村庄一个村庄可能会就是自己去发明一些武术然后大家都学然后 就是仿生然后呢<咳><咳>不好意思然后他学的这个功夫叫做蔡礼佛然后所以说是一个姓蔡你一个姓李然后最后一个是一个一尊佛然后他们就是创造出来这一套独门的武术然后他 跟那个咏春拳比较不一样的是蔡礼佛不但有就是教你近距离的防身术还有就是远距离一点然后还有加上那个一些像说双节棍啊三节棍啊或者是剑啊刀啊之类的对然后他之前有一个老师在要拿剑在练习的时候还不小心就是划到了脚还是手还流血了 就是其实还蛮有攻击性的，对不对？ OK, so we're gonna play you the very first song, and it's by Alexis. Do you remember?
Yes.
Okay, it's called By My Own Self. Thank you.
Last time you had fun? Are you getting fat? Do you have any friends? Well, you can solve all of your problems with a little rec. Or a big rec. UBC Rec is the best way to get involved on campus and have new experiences. Continue your fun, active, and social lifestyle by joining a team or signing up for an event. More details at recreation.ubc.ca.
So Maggie's work at the rec. How do you like your job?
Really fun.
Really fun.
That's y'all good. Should go register for it.
I know.
Apply.
I did before.
Which job did you apply for?
Oh, I didn't work for them. I just went to use their gym.
Oh, I see. Oh, the Berkoop?
Yeah.
It's really cheap. It's $25 per term.
Only 25?
Yeah, only 25.
Oh, wow. Go ahead, people. It's January. Make your goal and live your life.
Be fit, be happy, be healthy.
Oh, yeah. She's super fit. I think partly because of the
Sandy
the
is
Kung
super
Fu,
fit.
Right? Remember there was once we were in Berlin?
Yeah.
And we took this picture under a giant bear.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
In front
of
the wall,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And Maggie was the only one out of us three girls who are able to jump
climb
that
up
high. Yeah. And it took her no time. It was like, that was quite high. And I was like, oh, it will be a piece of cake for me. And then I tried it. And I tried it many, many times. I couldn't do that.
But it's a nice picture.
Yeah, it's a really nice picture because she was the only one sitting on top like a queen. And then we were like her servants.
No.
So, Maggie, you're
就是在女生里面就是跑很快啊，然后因为我喜欢跑步啊，还有打羽毛球
哦，然后都有帮助，然后他弹跳能力超好的， 就之前
你有看过我弹跳吗？
我看过你爬那个啊，你不是就是手一撑、oh, 就手的那个力气也够强，他把他自己撑到一个很比他自己还高的一个石阶上面，
就是跳，我是跳上去，
对，他跳，所以弹跳能力很强。他超厉害的，就那天那我们在柏林围墙那边，然后有一只
很大的
叫 friendship 的象。
Yeah, I remember.
Yay, finally remember some things.
So mean.
I'm kidding. Because every time we talk, it's like, oh, I don't remember. Really?
That's why I have pictures. Huh? I have like, yeah, 40 gigs of pictures.
I find pictures really help. Mm. Yeah, otherwise I probably would have forgotten half of the stuff that we've done.所以有一次他就整个直接跳上去了，然后我是怎么跳都跳不上去，然后觉得很挫败，就想说奇怪，两个那个弱鸡手怎么可以这么再弱一点。
没有
啊，对啊，然后他去欧洲的时候就突然跟我说他非常的想念功夫。
哦，有啊。
How often do you practice 功夫？
Usually twice a week, but recently I've been there only once a week because I'm too busy with school and stuff
Oh yeah, she.
But then Chinese、graduating. New Year's coming up.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Promote that. Are you guys going to do some
lots and lots and lots of line dances everywhere in Richmond and Vancouver? So come watch.
Oh, I know that February 2nd there is the Chinese New Year in Chinatown. There was like a big parade.
But I don't think we're going there. I think yeah.
All the places except for that one.
Yeah. Well.Yeah, on February 2nd, we're actually going to Granville Island.
Oh, yeah, just tell us your schedule.
There's a lot. There's about 30-something.
So you can't remember.
That's impossible.
Okay,
yeah.
tell us the ones that you can remember.
Oh, Aberdeen Center.
When?
Countdown. Countdown before Thursday
Countdown?
Night. Yeah.
Really? So you'll be dressed as something by the time...It turned to the year of horse.
What are you talking about? Dress as something.
I don't know. Dress as some Chinese kung fu person.
Oh, sure. Yeah, we have our own club uniform. Maybe you would see us. We're in red and black colors.
So 12 o'clock at midnight? Or like 11:30? Like, just go to the Aberdeen Center?
10, 9 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, yeah.
But you'll definitely be there.
Yeah, I'll be there if you want to see me.
I know. She's so famous. Go see her. Go count down with her. That's your only chance.所以他跨年是过跨年听起来好奇怪，就是中国的那个过年的时候，
春节
除夕夜，他会在 Aberdeen Center， 然后他们的那个团会有表演，
嗯，
然后你要表演什么？
我要表演太极，
真的、哦、
太极 and line dance， yeah，
so 太极跟那个。那个蔡什么拳蔡什么佛
蔡礼佛
对不起
没关系没关系
跟蔡礼佛是完全不一样的东西吗
什么
就是蔡吉
哦蔡吉
对你刚刚说你要表演的那个、嗯、是完全不一样的
对对对比较
可是蔡吉要有运气是不是、嗯、你会运气哦
没有没有那么深
就是你动作有到就对了
对啊对对刚刚学啦
你觉得有现在有很多年轻人在学功夫吗、嗯、
有啊从好像最小有四岁吧四岁你们就可以学了然后到六十七十岁吧
所以你们班上有年纪比较大的、嗯、
对年纪大年纪小什么都有
你觉得
年纪重都有
你是年纪小吧你应该算年纪小
算是的对对对
但是你因为你已经学很久了所以你还蛮资深的嘛你可以教个小小班这样子、嗯、
对啊
小班
还有新朋友也有
新朋友就是像我那样就完全就是弹
对啊Sandy
弹不高然后也就是举不动一些什么东西的人我们还是有希望的放一下歌
去皮带才懂得对他依赖，时针停了更明白时间过得多快，两个空空口袋让我们跑得更快，站在空空的山脉更容易看海，拜拜是为了再期待，回过去是为了容纳将来，
you're back.
Hello.
And the song that you just heard is called, the first one, it's called No Joy. It's by No Joy and in the album of Wait to Pleasure. And the song was called Lunar Phobia. And then the next Chinese song that you just heard is called Bye Bye. And it's by Fan Weiqi. Fan Fan. So Maggie,
hi.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
So, since you've been practicing Chinese Kung Fu for 7 years, mm-hmm. did you feel like any part of your life has changed because of it?
Well, definitely. Because when I came here in grade 9, I basically have no friends and no interests or something. And then...
No interest.
Well, yeah,
to
no,
anything.
No hobby. Because everything is pretty new for me. It's a new environment, new language.
Yeah.
And everyone in high school, I basically only met like one or two friends.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So after joining that club, it has actually grew my friends circle, and we actually have a lot of gatherings together.
Oh, yes. I saw a lot of pictures.
Yeah.
And then it seems like you have made a lot of good friends mm-hmm. from the club.
And like also the style of our club is basically like a second family to every one of us. Because we spend so much time at our club.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone treats it like a second family. Whenever anyone have any problems or any personal problems, help, they need someone to help move their house or something. Uh-huh. Yeah, they have move, or they need someone strong to pick up something, then we just ask each other for help.
Or you just use Kung Fu to pick up something.
No.
Long distance, huh? Short distance, huh?
Yeah, but like the main point is to say that we're treating each other like our second family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we have very, very close relationships together.
Yeah.
And also during, for example, Chinese New Year or Christmas or even summertime, we always have fun, interesting gatherings together.
Mm-hmm. And everybody practice about Kung Fu in the park or something?
No.
Or
no,
dress
no,
up
no.
as a Qi Long Zhu?
No, it's just, it's fun. It's like we have water...
Yeah, other
water
events.
Water fights. Yeah. Just events. Just normal
so
events,
fun.
Not Kung Fu related events. Don't think that we're all like...
Kung Fu related events is normal too.
We're like Kung Fu addicts or something. No.
Kung Fu fighting.
Kung Fu panda.
Yeah. Oh, that would be so cute.
Oh, yeah.
So, hey, what about other than having this strong connection with the members and the Kung Fu Club?
Mm-hmm. And also
like physically,
yeah,
there must be some,
yeah, physically
duan lian.
For sure. Because
yeah,
in order to do well in Kung Fu, we all know that you have to be determined. You have to determine to come down to practice, determined to mix, to stretch at home, and determined to practice all the movements.
You have to stretch at home?
Oh, a little bit, yeah. Because we're all aiming to do splits. So if you don't stretch for a while...
Can you
don't
stress split?
For a while, no. Not yet. Yeah, so if you don't stretch for
yeah
a while, then it will be really hard for you to catch up.
Yeah, and I know stretching is really, really important.
Yeah.
And then that's why a lot of people who are doing yoga, they,
mm-hmm,
they're stretching their
mm-hmm
body. And there are a lot of articles and books saying that if you stretch more, you there is a chance of you living longer,
yeah,
and healthier.
Yeah.
That
is actually true. I've
yeah
heard about it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I read about those and then never really stretched.
Yeah, so, and also the other aspect that besides treating Kung Fu as an exercise,
mm-hmm,
I also treat it as like a stress reliever. So like besides school, I go down to Kung Fu just to relax.
Yeah.
Yeah, even though it's training,
mm-hmm,
it's hard, but then...
But you're enjoying
yeah
the process.
After I sweat, after I do all the exercise, it's like, oh, it's a new thing, so I can go back home and study again.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, that's so nice.
So
it's
really
kind of like refresh and recharge.
Mm-hmm.
So you really enjoy your time every week and
yeah
every moment that you're
mm-hmm
there.
And it can also, the other benefits of it is that it can also train your personality-wise. So for example, when kids come, they used to be like running
shy
around and
oh
like shy and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we have training such as, oh, you have to stand there. Like we have to stand in line or line up like that.
Oh, training for manners.
Yeah, training for manners and like how you can stand in a way that will better perform yourself.
Mm.
So like stand straighter,
be
instead of slouching. Yeah, be confident.
Mm-hmm.
And also like kids are usually better after they come learn Kung Fu.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Good manner.
Mm-hmm.
Good behavior and everything. So Maggie 过去这七年中练习了很多功夫，然后不但从这些功夫的技巧上获得很多的提升，然后他觉得最重要的是他认识了很多待他像家人一样的朋友，然后在任何情况都会支持对方，所以他很开心可以跟他们一起练习功夫。
mm-hmm.
然后他除了就是结交到很多很多好朋友以外，他还发现就是练功夫可以让拉筋啊那些可以让身体更强健，然后小朋友去学功夫的人就是也变得白，就是跑来跑去，对
对，
跑来跑去，然后好像很调皮，但是就是在大家这样一起训练之下就变得比较乖，然后就行为举止也比较有礼貌了。
嗯，
所以练习功夫有很多很多好处，但是What are some of the challenges that you faced before? Like during this process there might be a lot of hurdles that
mm-hmm
you have to
well, like,
go through.
In every sport, it's always easy to get hurt.
Mm.
So like,
so you got hurt a lot?
A little bit, because we did semi-sparring too. And like semi-sparring, but you don't hit their head, you just hit their body.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Challenges, let me think.
She can't remember.
No, like, if you, there's small challenges and big challenges. So, like, small challenges, maybe every day when you go to the club and you wanted to do something,
mm-hmm.
like, you wanted to perform at a certain level,
yeah,
but maybe,
you can't.
Yeah, maybe on that day, you're too tired or, like, your physical health is not good enough, so
yeah.
you would feel like, oh, you can't do it at that level that you want to achieve at.
Yeah.
So that's sort of, like, a small, small obstacle or a small... small obstacle that I have to go through every day.
Uh-huh.
And also in the long term, so for example, if you actually stop practicing for a month or two, then it will make it really hard to catch up.
So you... Oh, that's why when you stopped the other in Europe,
yeah.
did it take you some time to come back to
yeah.
your level? And the teacher or the master, did he say anything?
No,
like,
he
oh,
didn't.
Maggie.
No. Yeah, but it just takes a process to slowly build up to your physical level, and like physical health, physical level,
and
to
I know,
remember all the forms.
I know there are so many different techniques, and then once you advance to the next level, there's new techniques
yeah.
Coming to you. Can you remember any specific technique that you thought took you the longest time to practice?
Well, like, for martial arts, it's not really focused on techniques, but it's mainly on your basic training. So, mm-hmm. like, if it's, like, really hard techniques, but you can't use your power or your force to do it, then it basically have no use. So the most important part is your foundation and your basic trainings.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you have to repeatedly train some really basic
yeah, we actually do that every class. Yeah. So every time we start with basic first and then go more advanced and advanced.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
所以在学习功夫的过程中，你有遇过任何的困难吗？因为就是到练习到一个程度，就看到大家就是都很厉害，然后就不知道他们是从怎么样开始的。你讲有指我？
没有啦。
你讲。
好，我试一下。在训练的过程中，其实是有一点累，有时候是不想去练，因为 because when you
it's kind of like going to swimming, and then before you go swimming, you're like, oh, no, I have to take shower and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But then after, you're like, oh, I'm so refreshed. 就懒惰嘛，
对呀、啊。但是你做完以后，你就想到，哦，你自己可以做到那个程度，自己 feel good about it，
对、
啊、对。
他真的很厉害，那个
你有看过吗？
我没有看过，因为他太厉害了，不愿意秀给我们看，对吧、啊？那个我们大家知道他会打功夫，大家都吓到了，就很多人就说，
对呀、啊，
不敢就是在他面前做坏事或什么，要被他揍或被他踢，
或者他们就是说，哦、oh, ，Don't kill me， 不要杀我，不要碰我，他们都很怕我呢。
对、啊，所以练功夫真的很好，因为就算你是初学，你知道说，哎、欸，我会功夫这样，然后人家就不敢掏你的钱啊什么的，对吧、啊？
进广告。
Yet, from January 20th to January 24th, you can come out to Science Week 2014, a five-day celebration of the best faculty at UBC. Come out to our awesome events, buy the latest science swag, represent your department in the science-wide games, and share your science pride all week long. Bring your friends, make some new ones, and bleed blue with the science student community. You won't want to miss out.
For a taste of the classics with a twist, join me, Marguerite, with Classical Chaos Sunday mornings starting at 9, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada.
假面奔向梦幻的疆界，南瓜马车的午夜， 关上通黄的玻璃鞋，让我享受这感觉。我是孤傲的蔷薇，让我品尝这滋味，纷乱世间的不了解。昨天太近，明天太远，默默聆听那黑夜。晚风吻尽我也，让我醉倒在池边。等你清楚看见我的美，月光晒干眼泪，那一个人将我的手紧握，抱紧我，吻我，哦爱，别走。表达自己的狼狈，放纵自己的狂野，找寻自己的明天。向你要求的誓言，就算是你的谎言，我需要爱的慰藉，就算那爱已如潮水。昨天太近，明天太远，默默聆听那黑夜。晚风吻尽花叶，让我醉倒在池边。等你清楚看见我的美，月光晒干眼泪，那一个人
情感很像
爱的土壤。
对，第一首你听到的叫是五月天的《拥抱》，然后呢，我跟 Maggie 都非常喜欢这首歌，
嗯，
然后 Maggie 是五月天的大粉丝，
没有啊 ，Sandy 也是啊，
啊，没有啊，你不知道去看他演唱，
小
粉丝，新粉丝，
对，
然后呢，
小粉
要准备要去看他们第一次去看他们的演唱会，
对啊，
我在2008年好像吧，
嗯，
对，台湾文化节我看过他们演唱，
哦，
就是很有魅力。很有舞台魅力，然后
很期待。
对，就是如果你有兴趣的话，可以上网购票，应该现在还可以买到很贵的那个最贵的票，应该还有剩吧？还是已经卖完了？
我也不清楚啊。
如果要看到 Maggie 的话，要去买的。If you want to see her,
see her at the concert,
see her at the concert. Then the second song, 第二首是 Hebe 的歌。所以 Maggie 有什么马年新祈愿期许吗？
新的一年，
Yeah, I haven't thought about it yet.
Let me think.
Grad to graduate.
Probably exercise more and find things I like to do more.
Kung Fu. I thought you found your passion.
I want to find more interest. Like, for example, develop skills on photography and video editing.
Video editing.
Yeah.
Okay, we talk about photography
And
before.
I want to make plans for traveling to Europe.
Okay, to Europe?
I don't know. Just anywhere. I want to travel again.
Yeah, me too. I want to travel again. Mm-hmm. And what would be your next place?
I actually wanted to go to Australia to see kangaroos and maybe Africa, Kenya to see all the...wild animals like lions, tigers, giraffes.
So those you need to have it all planned out.
Like, yeah.
A long time before
mm-hmm.
it happens, right?
Mm-hmm.
What year is it gonna be? If
I
you wanna、
know.
See her!
Haven't thought about it yet, but I don't know.
If you wanna see her, go there. Then
as
she'll be
soon
there.
As possible.
Yeah, but then she runs really fast. So if you wanna catch her, it's gonna be difficult. You better train and then make that your New Year resolution.
If you wanna see me, I'm a long hair girl, tall.
So that means for the next few years, you're never gonna cut your hair.
Yeah, probably. I would cut it, but it would still be long.
I like long hairs too.
Mm-hmm.
I think
guys like long hair girls.
I think if I have really short hair, I would feel somewhat insecure.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, where's my hair?
Yeah.
Like, where is it?
I wouldn't be used to it, yeah.
Yeah, and then when the winter time, it can actually block some wind for you.
It's actually true.
Very useful. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 所以新年新希望。
你有什么希望呢Sandy?
我有什么希望？我也没有想过。你好坏哦
！It's your turn。
希望，希望跟大家愿望哦，
一样的，差不多的。
希望有很多，希望大家都平安、健康、快乐啊。然后、期许，对自己期许嘛。
Find a good job soon。
对啊，就找到工作之类的。然后，就是能活得更感恩更快乐这样子、
mm-hmm.
然后 更充满了正面的能量、
mm-hmm. Be happy everyday
Be happy everyday
Be as crazy as us everyday
If you wanna see her 今天好烦你在那边说要看 Maggie 的话现在开始买票90多块开始起跳所以呢，哎，对了，话说你是去年开始喜欢五月天的？
对呀、啊，
你是听哪一首歌，然后喜欢上他们？
星空
是因为看连续剧吗？
没有没有，我就是看到我朋友 post 上 Facebook， 那我就我就 click on it， I'm like oh it's so cool，
oh nice， wow，
yeah，
然后我已经忘了我第一首他们的歌我是什么时候听到的，但是五月天一直都是天团。
台湾的天团，
他们自己创作音乐 好多年了，然后也帮其他的歌手创作音乐，然后都非常的好听、
嗯、
那么最后我们就来播一首叫做走火入魔 听过吗？
有啊有啊，
有
啊，嗯，和叮当和叮当
对，他和叮当一起唱的。So we all really like Mayday and
Taiwanese band.
Yeah. So before we say goodbye, we want to play you this song called 走火入魔 It's by Mayday and
another
singer. Ding dong, ding dong. And then stay with us on CITR FM 101.9. Seymour is coming up.See you next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye and happy Chinese New Year.
Yeah, it's next week.
was a time when beaver lodges like this one and the busy beavers that build them had almost disappeared from Canada because of overtrapping. But the beaver, who will always be associated with Canada's early days, has been reintroduced into many areas, and it's made a successful comeback. The beaver builds dams because he has to store
CITR
in water deep enough not to freeze.
Time. With all the wood at CITR 101.9 FM from Vancouver. Radio is devoted to the education and literacy for the Persian-speaking communities and those of you interested in connecting with arts and literature of people from Iran, Iraq, Afghanistan, Uzbekistan, Georgia, Armenia, Pakistan, and India. Seymour lands in as your mythological storyteller every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Time at CITR 101.9 FM from Vancouver.
بوی عیدی، بوی تو، بوی کاغذ رنگی، بوی تنده ماهی دودی وسط صبح.